Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Orlando Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Cox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Craig Minetto. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting ninth. The DH, Duffy Dyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas moves to third. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brookins. Cox moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to third. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-for-1 in the game. Poppy hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Jeff Jones now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowens moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lentine takes first base on ball 4. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentine. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Lentine steals second. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Stan Poppy. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lacey now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Lacey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 3 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.